Welcome back to the deep dive. Okay, let's get right into it. If you've ever had a landlord who just won't fix things, or maybe worse, tried to lock you out, you know that awful feeling. So today, we're looking at what feels like a secret weapon almost. The Rental Housing Tribunal, the RHT, we're digging into the source material to figure out how this thing actually works.
It really is a vital system. And the key thing for listeners, I think, is understanding its power. It's set up under the Rental Housing Act by the Provincial Housing Minister, you know. And its whole job is sorting out disputes between landlords and tenants.
Mm-hmm.
Only for residential places, mind. And it's meant to be free, quick, and, well, effective.
Okay, hold on. Effective is a big word, right? Sometimes government bodies, they can feel a bit advisory, like they send a letter, but nothing really happens. Does the RHT actually have teeth, like proper legal power?
Oh, absolutely. It's not just suggestions. A formal ruling from the tribunal, it carries the exact same legal weight as, say, a judgment from the magistrate's court. So yeah, these aren't just recommendations, they are binding orders.
Right, binding. So what does that look like in practice? What kind of things can they actually force someone to do? Give me the highlights.
Well, they can order someone to do something or stop doing something. Those are your mandatory and prohibitory interdicts. They can slap on fines, issue judgments for money owed.
Yeah.
But maybe the most powerful ones, they can actually rule on what a fair rent is. Think about that. They could potentially force a landlord to lower the rent if it's found to be exploitative.
Whoa, okay.
And the other really big one is issuing a spoliation order.
Spoliation order. Okay, that sounds serious. For those of us without law degrees, what does that mean, like, right now if you get one?
It's immediate. If a landlord illegally locks you out or cuts your water, cuts your electricity, a spoliation order basically says, put it back now.
Mm-hmm.
It forces them to immediately restore access to the property or the service. It's about undoing that illegal action straight away.
That sounds incredibly useful and comprehensive. Does this cover every single type of rental? Like, even if I'm just renting a room in someone's house or maybe a backyard shack?
Yes, pretty much. It applies to all dwellings used for residential housing.
Mm.
So houses, flats, single rooms, yeah, shacks, outbuildings, doesn't matter who owns it. The main thing it doesn't cover is business or commercial leases. So renting an office space or a shop, that's totally separate. RHT is just for where people live.
Got it. Okay, so let's say I'm that tenant, right? My electricity just got cut off illegally. I need help, like, today. How fast is this process? How do we even start?
It starts with lodging a complaint. There's a specific form you need to use. You can do it in person or, you know, electronically online. Or even drop it off at a local housing information office. Once they get it, they do a quick check, make sure it's something they actually handle, that it falls under their jurisdiction, and if it looks like an unfair practice.
Okay, so what happens after I lodge the complaint? What's the typical flow? Do they try to sort it out quickly?
They do. The system really pushes for mediation first. That's step two, and it's a big focus. The idea is to get both sides talking, negotiate a solution. If you reach an agreement in mediation, great. That agreement becomes an official binding order of the tribunal.
And if mediation doesn't work, if you just can't agree,
then, and only then, it moves to a more formal stage. That's the hearing or arbitration. It's more like a court setting. Evidence is presented, and the tribunal makes a final binding ruling. That's the one with the magistrate's court weight behind it.
Right. So what are the common unfair practices that actually end up in these hearings? What kind of things are we talking about most often?
Well, the really serious ones often involve the tenant's basic security. Things like those illegal lockouts we mentioned, or cutting off water or electricity. Landlords not refunding deposits is another huge one. But it cuts both ways, remember. The tribunal also deals with tenants not paying rent, or, you know, causing serious damage to the property, or not keeping it reasonably clean like they agreed. It holds both sides accountable.
So it protects landlords, too.
Exactly. It's about enforcing the agreement, which, at its core, usually comes down to two main things, right? Landlords have to provide a place that's reasonably fit to live in decent repair, clean to start with, and tenants, they need to pay their rent on time and keep the place reasonably tidy.
So the big picture then, if you're renting a place or you're a landlord renting one out, there's this powerful system, it's free, it's backed by the courts, and it's there to resolve these messy disputes without needing, you know, expensive lawyers necessarily.
That's the essence of it. It's accessible, and its decisions have real legal force.
Oh, what if someone just ignores a ruling?
Oh, well, that's where the enforcement comes in. If someone doesn't comply with an order, the person who won, the aggrieved party, can go back to the tribunal. They'll assist in getting that order enforced through the magistrate's court. And one final thought. Currently, If you're unhappy with how the tribunal handled things, you have to take it for a review in the High Court, which can be complex. But there are changes coming, amendments planned, that will introduce a proper formal appeal process that should make things even clearer and more robust down the line.